You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Audio.
Audio Media presents The Patron Saint of Suicides, created by Alex Dolan.
What are you doing here, Mom?
Dying. I'm dying, Haven.
It's strange to see my mother prone in bed. The sheets fitted snugly around her because she hasn't moved enough to tussle them. I haven't spoken to her in 2 years, and I haven't seen her in person for 7. I can see how she's aged. Her hair is the color of clouds, but she's still beautiful.
Your mother has stage 4 breast cancer, which metastasized into...
Who the hell is this?
This is Phoebe. She's my nurse.
Phoebe Newhouse. Your mother hired me to...
You hired a private nurse?
I consider myself more of a caregiver.
Does that mean you're not a real nurse?
Enough. I have breast cancer. Haven, it spread through my body. I'm dying.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you now.
You know what I mean. How long have you been sick?
Does it matter at this point?
To me, it does.
Does it? 2 years ago, I asked if I could come see you. You told me not to bother.
That's not fair. That was after... I choke on the name Milo. I can't say it. She never even met him.
At least I can see you now, while there's time.
How long do you have?
It'll be soon.
That's not an answer.
We think it will be a few weeks.
Can you give us some privacy?
It's okay, Phoebe. Give us a minute.
The nurse, or whatever she is, gives me a bad feeling. I can't put my finger on it. Is she right? Weeks?
That's our best guess.
So this isn't treatment. It's hospice. She doesn't say anything. She just reaches for her water with a shaky hand. Let me get it. Seeing her like this, compared to how I remember her, strong and mean, sometimes cruel, this isn't her. This isn't the asshole I grew up with. What's the point of coming here now?
I want to spend the time I have left with you.
Jesus, Mom. We don't even like each other. What am I supposed to do? Comfort you?
I just want us to be together. You don't have to be here. It's your choice. But it would mean everything to me if you were.
I think about leaving. It would be easier to run. But I sit, sort of on autopilot. She's my mom, despite everything. I muster the will to hear her out. What's up with this house? Did you buy it?
I'm renting it.
Do the owners know you're using it as a place to die?
What are they going to do? Sue me?
I think it's funny, too, but I can't even fake a smile. My mom can be funny, but her sense of humor turns me in real quick. My dad was a goof, and I always thought I got my sense of humor from him, but maybe I'm a combination of both. Mean and stupid. What's up with the Amazon? She looks like one of your modeling buddies.
She's a real nurse.
She's gonna sponge you and spoon-feed you till the end?
Hey, Ben!
I can see it in her eyes. That same look of resignation. I get it. She's here to help you die.
I'm not waiting for this thing to eat me alive.
You want to go out on your own terms?
More or less. You don't approve? Oh, that's fine. I'm not here for your approval.
What do you know about her? Did you vet her?
There's an organization that specializes in death with dignity. She's with them.
I wasn't aware you could hire grim reapers off the internet.
My God, Haven!
You're sure you can trust her?
You're sure I can?
There's a satchel on the nightstand. Too cheap to be something my mother would own. Oh, that's gotta be hers. My mother looks over at the faux leather pouch and back at me, a twinkle of satisfaction in her eyes. She knows what I'm about to do, and that makes her feel like she still knows me. Here we go. California driver's license, Phoebe Newhouse.
You haven't changed.
On a bright, cold day, heavy machines pulverize the rubble of the Magic Bread Factory. The flower from Wesley Pope's From the Ashes art installation was toppled and crushed. Only a fragment of wall stood intact.
Stop! 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 Kill the motor!
What?
There's something in the rubble!
So?
Come check this out! Take a look at this!
Is that what I think it is?
I think so! It's a hand!
Shut it down! We've got a body!
I'm at St. D. I don't know how to process what my mom told me. I need to stay busy so I don't lose my mind. I'm setting up a new laptop and phone when Clementa knocks on my door. What do you want?
Lynn's dead.
What?
They found her body yesterday. Someone stuck a needle in her neck.
Are you fucking with me?
That's your reaction?
How do you even know?
The police came to my apartment. They asked if I had anything to do with it.
Well, did you?
I wondered the same thing about you.
Get out of my office, Clementa. What the hell's so funny?
I used to trust you. What was I thinking?
Jesus Christ.
Can I come in?
I'm busy.
It's important.
I don't care.
You should.
Why?
Lynn Jackson is dead. He steps aside. That's the closest thing to an invitation I'm going to get. I've been here enough to know the floor plan, and I see something new. A whiteboard hangs on the wall with a name, Eric Leichenberg, written in magic marker. You're looking into Eric Leichenberg?
I've been curious why he ended up on Sam's Market. What do you know about Lynn?
Is Ben here?
He's at school. Again, what do you know? Did you do it?
I plop into a chair. The pewter urn with his wife's ashes stares me in the face. Why would I come here if I did it?
Listen, I'm not on the case, and Zoe Gibson isn't letting me anywhere near it. All I know is that she died from a pentobarbital overdose.
An injection in her neck?
So you do know something about it.
Is there any chance she did it to herself?
No, there isn't.
Do you think you got the right person? Is Owen Olsen really Walking Sam?
This has nothing to do with Walking Sam.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure. Owen Olsen is the guy. Why are you asking?
I pull out my phone, holding up the NV page. Walking Sam chimes in.
Thank you for visiting the Envy. No villains, no victims.
There's a new site. It looks like Sam's Market, but it's different.
Jesus Christ, Haven. If you start Sam's Challenge again, I'm not going to help you. You're on your own.
There's no challenge. This time, there's just a list of dead people.
I don't really care.
What if someone's still out there filling the role of Walking Sam?
Like some copycat?
I don't know. Maybe.
Haven, you know how you avoid a shark attack? You stay out of the fucking water. Use some common sense and stay off the goddamn site. If that's all, I've got things to do.
Actually, that's not why I'm here. I have a favor to ask.
Of course you do.
I promise this will be the last one.
Thanks for stopping by, Haven.
It's about my mother.
Well, I assumed you were hatched.
My mother's in town. She's terminally ill. Cancer. She hired someone to euthanize her.
Yutomos and your suicides.
She hired some nurse, caregiver, hitman, what the fuck ever, to help her die. I don't trust her. I think she might be trying to do something bad.
Beyond killing your mother.
I want to make sure there's nothing nefarious going on.
What makes you think that there is?
I don't trust people. I'm worried my mother might be involved with a murderer.
Oh, really?
All right. I get it. Let me send you something. I just sent you the woman's driver's license. Her name is Phoebe Newhouse. If you can find out anything, I'd appreciate it.
Sure, Haven. It's my top priority. I'll get right on it.
Victor Blossom walked into the morgue where medical examiner Stuart Collins looked over a body.
Stu, do you have a minute?
Hey, Victor. You look happy.
I just had a good laugh. That's all.
Not at the expense of the dead, I hope.
No, at the expense of the living.
What brings you to the dungeon?
I'm curious about the body you found at the Magic Bread site. Is that it?
That's him.
At this point, it wasn't much of a body, but something between a mummy and a skeleton.
They're calling him the Rubble Man.
It is a man, then.
According to the bones, yes.
Did you get anything else from him?
Well, he's been dead a while. Maybe a couple of years. You can see the condition of the body. I had to Humpty Dumpty most of this together so it even looks like a human being.
I thought Humpty Dumpty couldn't be put back together.
He can't. I mean, look at him. You should have seen what they brought in. An arm here, a foot there. You get the idea. Add the decomposition and there's not much left. There was some mummification, so we've got a little soft tissue to work with. We're testing what we've got, but we don't have any results yet.
Did someone drop him in wet cement?
Nothing like that. He probably got stashed in some cavity in the foundation. He was like a banana peel that fell behind the refrigerator. Last, until the whole factory came down.
So you think he was murdered?
Just a hunch. No missing persons reports from the construction, so...
Can you tell if he was killed at the scene, or maybe moved there?
No idea. Between the condition of the body and the condition of the site, it's anyone's guess.
Any idea how he died?
As far as I can tell, his neck was broken. See the fracture in the C2 vertebrae? That's called the hangman's fracture. My guess is that it was a clean snap of the neck. Can I ask why you're so curious?
The Patron Saint of Suicides was created by Alex Dolan and produced by Audio Media and co-written by Alex Dolan and Vince DiGianni. Starring Elisa Park as Haven Otomo, Rob Schwarb as Victor Blossom, Dee Rosen as Kimiko Otomo, Georgia McKenzie as Zoe Gibson, Paul Green Dennis as Leonard Price, Robin Regalado as Clementa Ibarra, AJ Beckles as Owen Olson, and Richie Ammons as the narrator. Also featuring performances by Morrison James, Jason Webb, Bill Kernodle, Patrick Conroy, Brenda Smith, Akshdeep Singh, Marianne Case, John Klug, Jamie Mack, C.J. Cressy, Catherine Michaels, Erica Sanderson, C.B. Drogi, and Allison Shepard. For more information, visit www.suicidesaints.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.